So we're going to start a new series today. It's on unity. And we're going to go over, for the next few weeks, we're going to be discussing unity on in different levels of your life. And it's so important to have this down and understand this, because if you can get unified in everything, every area of your life, you're going to see the blessings of God work in a very powerful way. And I think there are so many places right now in the world. And the world is speaking to us about division. And the world is speaking to us about strife. And I want to speak to you about unity, because we can get caught up in, you know, what the media is saying. And I find the media right now is a little bit, is like the Inquirer used to be when I was a kid. Now I think the Inquirer might be actually more reliable than the media, because the media is pushing a political agenda quite often to divide and create strife. And it seems like there's a political thing going on to drive people against one another. And I think that's also happening in a lot of different political setups and backgrounds as well. And I don't want us to get caught up in that. I think we need to remember you're either of the kingdom of God or you're of the world. And if you let yourself get caught up in what the world is saying, you'll be filled with anger, you'll be filled with upset, and you'll be running on a different agenda than what God is saying. If we remember we're of the kingdom of God and we start to understand where God is leading us and what the point is and how things are working, you will notice the blessings start to work in your life in a great way, in a very powerful way. And when we start to really understand, and I'm hoping at the end of this series you will understand the power that unity has, that's where the power of God goes to work. And whenever we let strife or division come into our life, and I'm going to be talking about different areas of your life, you personally, within your heart and your mind, in your household, in your community, and we're going to go over those areas over the next few weeks. Today we're starting with you, within you. If there's division, what happens? Now, Jesus, when he was talking, he was sharing kingdom of God principles. He was talking about the kingdom of God because it's how the system of God works. And when we understand how the system of God works, now we can work in alignment with what God planned. See, working with the system is like understanding the rules of a game. When you were a kid, you probably played board games, and if you understood the rules, you had a lot better chance of winning the game. You had a lot better chance of enjoying the game. If you didn't really understand the rules or know how it was played, it wasn't as much fun, right? It was harder to enjoy it. Understanding the kingdom principles is like understanding the rules of how things work. God wants to bless us. God has blessed you. He has poured his blessing out upon you. To receive that blessing, though, you've got to understand how the system works to receive the blessing. If you don't understand it, then you won't receive the blessing, and then you'll be standing there on the sideline wondering, why is everybody else receiving blessing and healing and change in their life, and why haven't I received it? And it's because you just missed a little point about how it works. We've got to understand the rules of how it works in order to enjoy the benefits. God wants us to prosper. He wants us to be happy. His plan for you is to have an amazing life. Say amen to that.
Amen.
He wants you to have an amazing life where you are blessed in all ways, where you are exceedingly happy, where you are doing what you were created to do. He has given you a purpose. You were created for a reason. You have gifts and talents inside of you that you might not even know about yet. But as you work with God, they will be revealed and they will come to the surface, and then you can start to really enjoy. Because when you're doing what you were meant to do, there is a joy in your heart and a peace in your heart that you can't find at any other time, because you're right where you're supposed to be doing what you were meant to do. There's something so satisfying about that. But we need to have, let me read a couple of verses here. These are kind of our foundational verses which we're going to kind of stand on these over the next few weeks to help you understand where we're going. In Mark chapter 3 and verse 24, here's what Jesus says. If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. If there is division, if there is strife, and he's talking about in your heart or in your house, but that equally could be in your heart. If there are different ideas, conflicting ideas within your mind and your heart, now there is the division. And if there's a division, it won't stand. Meaning your life won't prosper. You won't be able to do the things you want to do. You won't receive the benefits that you're hoping for, that you're believing for. And we need those benefits. Meaning we cannot be divided because our house won't stand, our life won't stand. And that's what he's talking about here. Now in James chapter 3 and verse 16 it says, For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. So wherever there's envying and strife, it's creating again division, strife. There's a division happening. When there's a division, now the power of God isn't working. The power of God works in unity. We have to have everything in our hearts and minds be uniform and working together. Now, I'm not talking about agreeing with everything of the world, because we have what God has created in the world, and then we have what the world has created. And those are two different systems. That means you don't have to come into agreement with everything of God and everything of the world. This will be division too, because you can't serve two masters. This is something else Jesus said. You can't serve two masters. I had that here somewhere. Wow, here it is. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24. Jesus says, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and he will love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other." So again, there's division. We can't have two different leaders running our life. That means we have to be unified behind one God leading us to one destination, which is for your purpose, for your life. God has poured everything out for you. He's not double-minded. God is not trying to have you, you know, blessing you and not blessing you, or cursing you and blessing you. No, he has only blessed you. He is totally unified behind you, your life, your purpose. He has only love for you. He wants the best for you. That's his plan. And that's what he's fulfilling. And once you start to understand that, now you can start to realize, okay, if I can be as unified behind that vision that God has as God is, you're going to receive everything that God planned for you. I'm going to read another verse here before we get into more of the practical, so you can start to understand what we're talking about here. But I'm just kind of building the foundation. In James chapter 1 and verse 5, it says, "But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord." So this man has both believing and doubting. He's got two different things. Don't expect that you're going to receive anything from the Lord. "He is a double-minded man, unstable in all ways." You can't have both believing and doubting. You can't have faith and doubt and think you're going to receive the blessings of God. You're a double-minded man. In other words, there is division. We're talking today about unity, but we're talking about for the individual right now, for you, in your heart and your mind. If you're double-minded like that, you can't expect to receive any blessings from God. And this is what I was seeing throughout the week as I was working. I was encountering people who, on the one hand, believe in God, have faith in God, and are believing to expecting miracles and blessings in their life. And on the other hand, there was something in them that was putting them at odds or separating them from God. And as a result, they weren't receiving the benefits that God was pouring out for them. God's still pouring out the benefits, but they're not receiving them. And this is something important for us to understand. We cannot be double-minded. We don't want our heart to be divided. We can't be both having faith and having doubt, because this is a division. And it doesn't work for the unity of God. And now the power of God doesn't work in our life. And we don't receive the blessings and the benefits. There was somebody like this in the Bible that was doing this. Remember the first king of Israel? His name was Saul. And they appointed him king over Israel. The people said, "We want a king! Give us a king!" And they're like, okay. God was like, you're not going to be happy with a king. But since you're asking for a king, here's this guy, Saul. And they made him King Saul. Problem with King Saul, he was double-minded. He was trying to serve two different masters. He was trying to do things for God. On the one hand, God, you know, he wanted to do whatever God was telling him. And God gave him an assignment. He said that God was telling him that you got to go and take care of this other kingdom, the kingdom of Agag. It was King Agag that he was supposed to go and destroy. And now, why did God want him to destroy this guy? Because this guy was not of the kingdom of God. This guy was not interested in following God. This guy was doing everything against what God had created. And so God said, I want you to wipe it out completely. Everything. Don't leave anything of this whatsoever. Get rid of the king. Get rid of the people. Get rid of the livestock. Don't take any spoil. Get rid of it all, because it's all completely bad. It's not of my creation. It's not in alignment with where we're going. If you want to receive blessing, we can't be divided on this. We've got to separate that. So King Saul was like, okay, God, if that's what you want me to do. And he goes out to fight against them, but he doesn't kill the king. He kills some of the people, but he doesn't kill the livestock. And they bring home some of the spoils. So he didn't wipe them out completely. Now, why did he do that? Because he was double-minded. And when Samuel the prophet came and said, did you do what God asked? Saul said, yes, we did. And Samuel was like, how come I hear the noise of sheep? If you did what you were supposed to wipe out the livestock. Why am I hearing this baaing in my ears? You know, I shouldn't be hearing that. He's like, well, you know, the people, this is what King Saul says, the people, they really wanted to have the livestock, and I figured, okay, I'll bring it home for them. See, on the one hand, King Saul wants to do what God is saying. But on the other hand, he's worried what the people are going to think of him. He wants the people to love him. He wants the people to cheer him. He wants the people to look at him and say, wow, he's a great king. He's serving two masters. He's serving God, and he's serving the people, rather than serving one intention, one vision, which is where God has taken him. And in the long run, that actually would benefit the people. Doesn't help the people to have strife in their life. Doesn't help the people to have, you know, falsity in their life. And God is saying, let's clear that away. But King Saul can't do that. As a result of that, he loses his kingdom. The kingdom is torn from him. We are all supposed to be kings and priests in the kingdom of God. When we receive Jesus into our heart, we become kings or queens in our life. We reign in our life. We are the rulers of our life. We are given power and authority. But if we let ourselves be divided in that kingdom, rather than just following where God is leading us, the kingdom will be tearing away from us too. Just like from King Saul, we won't receive the benefits and the blessings. Now, different than that, we had King David. King David was after King Saul. God said, go and anoint this guy. And so Samuel the prophet went and anointed David. Now David, it wasn't that David made mistakes. And that's not the difference between being double-minded or being, you know, unified with God, making mistakes. David made mistakes, King David. But David had a heart that was always for God. David's heart, even though he sometimes messed up, his heart was always to do what God wanted him to do. And so he always was first, what can I do for God? How can I please God? How am I gonna fulfill this mission for God? And that was quite different than Saul. Because on the one hand, Saul wanted to please God, but then on the other hand, King Saul wanted to please other people. You know, so there was a division there. We can't have that in our life. We should have one purpose. And the one purpose perfectly serves you. Because the one purpose is to fulfill the vision of God. But the vision of God is to bless you. Think about that for a moment. If you could get behind the vision of God to please God, and God, his whole love and whole desire is to bless you. It's for your benefit to get behind that. It's like that's when the blessing will come out and be poured upon you in all ways. But often we have other things that get in the way. Here's an example of something that divides us and we don't often understand that it's a division. I was working with a lady earlier this week, and she was having a very interesting problem. Every once in a while at night, a dark spirit would come, an evil spirit would come, and attack her. And during the attack, she would remember and ask Jesus to come and cast this thing out. But what was interesting is it would back away for a few minutes, like 5 minutes or something, and then come back again. That puzzled me. I was like, what is going on here? Because normally, if you use, you know, we know that the power and the authority in heaven and earth is in Jesus' name, and we know that we can use that name, Jesus' name, for these kind of situations, and we are given the power and the authority to conquer any darkness. We have the light when we use that. So why was it that this lady, when she would use the name of Jesus, this dark spirit would back away, and then it would come back in again? That didn't make sense to me. And I was like, what is going on? Well, we started to work to, you know, help to release this thing from her. And then it became evident what it was. And what it was is that what God revealed to me was there was all this anger that she had. And she had this hatred towards an ex-husband. So she had this anger and this hatred that was built up in her towards this guy. This guy had already passed away, but still it was there in her. And this created a double-minded situation. This created division in her. Because on the one hand, she's loving God, but on the other hand, she's hating this guy. And in the kingdom of God, we have to love. We cannot be divided. We can't have both love and hate. The hate opens the door to darkness, and the hate steals our authority and our power. So now, instead of this lady being able to use the authority and the power in Jesus' name, the hate was opening the door to let something back in. It was stealing her power and authority. And as a result of this, she would be accosted the next night by this darkness, by this falsity, and she couldn't get rid of it. See, God doesn't want us to be like that. He wants us to be free from all falsity and all darkness. He wants us to be in a state of love and peace. But we have to have unity in our hearts and our minds. And that's one of the principles that Jesus was teaching all the time. He was teaching the kingdom of God principles. And the kingdom of God principles are talking about how to live our life so we can benefit and receive the blessings that God has. His disciples were so excited about it. When some of the people were deciding, oh, this is too hard, and they're going to go some other way. And Jesus said to his disciples, well, do you want to go follow somebody else? They said, who are we going to follow? You have the words of life. These are the words of life. In other words, these are the words that he was sharing that'll help you to prosper in every situation. He was giving us the clues. Now, there was a great parable that he told that kind of goes back to helping this lady that I was working with. And the parable was about a man who had a debt. And he had a big debt, and he owed this master that he worked for. It was a servant of this guy, and he owed him a lot of money. And he realized he couldn't pay it. And normally what should happen, and the master came and he said, well, we're going to have to throw your family and you into debtor's prison or whatever it was until the debt's paid. You're going to have to work this off. And the servant, he pleaded with the master, and he said, oh, please, you know, have mercy on me. Don't send my family and me to that. You know, that's a horrible thing. Please forgive us. And the master said, okay, I'll forgive your debt. I completely wipe it out. You owe nothing. The man was so happy, and he ran off, and I'm sure the master felt good too. You know, it feels good to do something good. But this servant, there was another servant that owed him money. And this servant also could not pay his debt. And he came to the first servant and he said, you know, I'm not able to pay right now. Can I have a little bit of time? You know, can we have a few more weeks or another month? You know how it goes, right? You need a little bit more time, and we'll take care of this. Well, this servant that had his debt forgiven did not say, oh, no problem. In fact, he had this guy taken into custody, and he had him tortured, and he would be put under the full extent of the law and suffer until that debt was paid. Well, the master heard about that. And the master remembered, wait a minute. I forgave you. You should have forgiven this guy. And because he didn't. Now see, there's a double or a division in the way of the thinking. Because the master had given this guy forgiveness of the debt. And yet, he was not living the same way in giving forgiveness of the debt to someone else. And because of that division, the master said, that's it. And he took him and said, okay, you're going to receive the same punishment that the other servant's receiving. And what I'm saying here is, this is the same thing in our life. If we have received forgiveness from God, then we need to forgive. We cannot have unforgiveness. This lady that I was working with, God had forgiven her. She had received Jesus into her heart. But she had not forgiven this man, this ex-husband of hers. She still had anger. And she had, you know, all of this hurt in her. And as a result of that, it was creating division. You can't be of the kingdom of God unless you're willing to be fulfilling the principles that God is fulfilling. God forgives. We should forgive. Jesus was telling us, forgive. What did he say here? He said, here's a good one. This is in Matthew chapter 5, verse 43. You have heard that it was said, this is Jesus speaking, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. That sounds hard. That sounds really hard. But if we want the blessing of God to work in our life, we cannot have loving our neighbor and hating our enemy. Now there's a division. And in that division, that chasm does not allow the power and the blessing of God to go to work in our life now. It separates us. It stops the blessing. Now, God hasn't taken away his blessing. God has given you already his blessing. He has already given you his healing. He has already poured out his love upon you. But it's us in that divided mind state, loving and hating. We're not completely unified with the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is all about loving. Things work when we're having our hearts open and love working with us. That's when the power of God works in our life. But if you have hate and love, you're a divided mind. You can't expect to receive anything from God. Say amen to that.
Amen.
That's interesting, isn't it? But so many times we do this. And what we're talking about today is we've got to get unified in our hearts and our minds. We can't have a double standard. If God has given me forgiveness, I have to give you forgiveness. It doesn't matter what they've done or what they've said. It doesn't matter how bad it seems to be. If I hold a grudge against that person out there in the world for whatever they've done, I have now separated myself from receiving the blessing of God. I can't expect to receive anything. I have become a double-minded person. I have created strife and division. The strife has been created in my own mind. And now, the faith will not work to bring in, to manifest all the blessings of God. We have to be unified in all ways. We don't always think of it that way, but think about everything that Jesus was teaching. He was teaching the kingdom of God. The disciples were so excited. These are the words of life. He is bringing the words of life because when we can get our mind unified behind the one purpose that God has, loving, now the blessings can come into our life. We can receive healing. We can receive prosperity. We can receive transformation. It can be revealed to us what our purpose is and what we're capable of. And we can have power and authority over darkness and falsity, and nothing can come against you. But it requires discipline to always let love be the number one thing. Let love be there. Now, I was working with another lady this week, and this was interesting. She also had this problem where she wasn't feeling very good. And she didn't see a spirit per se, but she just noticed she felt really heavy and depressed. And I was wondering why, because normally she's such an upbeat person. What's going on? And here she's feeling depressed. And so we started looking into it and talking to God to find out what's going on. And what came up as we were working is there was condemnation. And condemnation is again a way of dividing. Because on the one hand, she believes that she has received forgiveness from God. She already invited Jesus into her heart. And Jesus said, when you invite him into your heart, you are forgiven for everything. Whatever you've done in the past, whatever you're doing right now, whatever you're going to do in the future, forgiveness has been given for that. But there was something she was doing. She was telling these little white lies, and she was starting to feel bad about them, and she was starting to beat herself up about it. So on the one hand, she had received forgiveness, but on the other hand, she was condemning herself, condemnation, saying, oh, I'm not good enough. I'm not doing this right. I should be better. And because of that, now again, we have a double-minded situation. We have division. And as a result, in her heart now, there was strife. There's a strife between, because you've either received forgiveness or you have not. And with God, it's black and white. If you've received his forgiveness, then let go of beating yourself up for whatever it is that you think you're not good enough. Let it go. You have to let it go. Why? Because God gave you total forgiveness. He didn't say, oh, guys, I'm going to give you partial forgiveness. Today, you get 50% forgiveness. Okay, so you got 50%, mistakes. No. It wasn't a 50% deal. I mean, 50% off of a sale on something, that's a good deal. I like that. I'd like to go buy something if I get 50% off, right? But 50% off of my mistakes, I don't really like that because I still have 50% of my mistakes. But God didn't do a 50% deal. He didn't do a 75% deal. He did a 100% deal. When he gave us forgiveness, it was for everything. Say everything.
Everything.
When he gave us forgiveness, it was for everything. For everything, for all time. Now we cannot let ourselves get double-minded or create that division. Because wherever there's division, there's strife. And if there's strife in my heart, then depression's going to come in. And this is what was happening with this young lady. She started to get depressed. Because on the one hand, she'd received forgiveness from Jesus for everything. And on the other hand, she's beating herself up because she's making a mistake. No condemnation. No condemnation. Here it says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 1. This is Paul writing. There is therefore now no condemnation.
Amen.
Did anybody hear that? He writes it very clearly. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but walk according to the Spirit. There is now no condemnation. That means you should not be condemning yourself. God is not condemning you. God has blotted out the mistakes. God has forgiven the mistakes. God has given you a clean slate, and He did that so that you could walk in the blessings, so you could receive the blessings, so you could be healed, so you could have your best life ever. And it doesn't matter what kind of mistakes that you think you've made. It doesn't matter what you think is wrong with you. God is willing to overlook it and say, I created you for a purpose. I created you for a great life. I created you for something amazing. We're going to blot out all those things that you think aren't right. And I'm giving you a clean slate today so you can live a life of blessing. Say amen to that.
Amen.
That's the plan of God. It wasn't a 50% deal. It was 100%. And He did that so that we would be unified with Him. Because God's plan for us is to have a great life. And if we want to be unified with Him, we can say, yeah, I'm forgiven totally and completely. And that's going to free you. Remember Jesus was talking when He came and walked on the earth. He said it was to give us liberty, to free us. Because what is it that chains us and imprisons us? It's those fears that we're not good enough. It's the mistakes that hover over top of us and make us feel guilty and make us feel ashamed. And when we're feeling guilty and we're feeling ashamed, we start to contract, we start to pull back, we stop living life, and we start trying to survive rather than thriving. And God said, no, I don't want guilt over you. I don't want shame over you. I don't want condemnation over you. I don't want mistakes over you. I don't want any of this stuff holding you or stopping you from becoming what I created you to be. Say amen to that.
Amen.
This is the blessing of God. This is the life that God has given you. We need to be unified in our hearts and our minds at all time. Do not let yourself fall into the trap of feeling hatred and anger for some situation or some person or some part of society. When God says love, Even as we were reading here, He says, not only love your neighbors, He said, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Why? Because that's how we receive the blessing. That's how, and God will give you the strength and the power and the authority to rise above your enemies. How do we get stronger than them? God can lift you up above them. He can put you in charge of them. But the only way that happens is by you blessing them and praying for them and not letting yourself be divided. Because if you're only loving your friends and your family, anybody can do that. And even the guys that are evil are doing that. But if we want to be truly blessed and receive what God is giving us, we need to open our hearts at all times and let His love pour out. And then the kingdom of God goes to work. And when we're unified with the kingdom of God, He will raise you up to a higher level. He will promote you. Remember Joseph? Joseph that had the many brothers? He was falsely accused and thrown into prison. He was sold into slavery by his brothers. If he would have let his heart be closed and get all angry and feel hurt, he never would have rose to the top. But I believe this was a man whose heart was always open and he always was letting God's love flow through him. And as a result of that, it didn't matter that he was sold into slavery. He rose to the top to rule over Potiphar's house. He ran everything. And when he was falsely accused by Potiphar's wife and thrown into prison, he didn't let anger and hatred, because he could have been sitting there in that prison and saying, that woman condemned me. I'm here falsely. Man, we're going to get even with her. I don't know how, but we're going to come up with a plan. No, I believe that he stayed in his heart in love. And I bet he prayed for the woman and said, Lord, help her come to her senses. Let your blessing be upon her. And what happened to Joseph? It didn't matter that he was falsely accused. He rose to the top of that prison. Pretty soon he was running the whole prison. Everything. And with that same attitude, He rose to the top to where he was running entire Egypt. He was running everything. And that's the same thing God can do in your life too. But it only happens if we have a unified heart, a unified mind, with a unified vision behind God. And remember, God's vision is to bless you, to heal you, for you to be prosperous, for you to be happy and joyous in all ways. So in you having unified vision with God, it's for you to be blessed.
Amen.
Amen. So keep that in your hearts and minds. Be unified in your heart. Now, if you have any judgment against anybody or any hatred against anybody, it's time to start looking at that and talking with God. These ladies that I was talking about, I worked with them, and God helped to reveal to them these things that they weren't aware of. And they were able to let go of the condemnation. And they were able to let go of the hate and the judgment. And as a result of that, they came back into unity with God so they could be blessed, so that they can now use the power and authority. Because remember, when we use the name of Jesus, it works in love. It doesn't work in hate. We don't have power and authority in hate. We have power and authority in love. We have power and authority and blessing in love. We have healing in love. And all of that is in total alignment with the kingdom of God and the blessings of God. We don't want a divided house. A divided house will not stand. A divided house has no strength. We don't want to be double-minded. We can't expect, as it said here, what it said by James, we can't expect to receive anything if we're double-minded. But we can be unified in our hearts and our minds. We can be unified by releasing and giving the condemnation, knowing that you have forgiveness. Give the condemnation to Jesus. Whether it's condemnation for yourself or someone else, give it to Jesus. Whether it's anger or hatred, if it's for maybe it's about yourself, you can give that to Jesus. If it's about someone else, you can give that to Jesus. Let that go, so that you have a unifying factor of God's love in your heart. When you're unified in your mind and you're unified in your heart behind that one vision God has to bless you. He's not double-minded. He's been the same since the beginning, since the very start. Since he created everything, was to bless you in all ways, one vision. And when you can see behind that one vision, and you're filled with love, his love, you will rise to the top. You will overcome those who want to do you harm. You'll be so blessed, it'll be amazing. And you'll be able to make a difference in the world in all ways, at all times. In Jesus' name.
Do, do, do.